This House Says My Name Like an Elegy, written by Ivic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton / Jason Todd. Booth, please. Right this way. The host led Clint to a small booth towards the back of the diner and left him with a menu at his elbow. There were barely any patrons at that time of night. Morning. Whatever. It meant that it wasn't long before the server came over to find Clint slumped onto the table with his forehead pressed to the tacky surface and his hands covering the back of his neck. Are you ready to order, or do you need a few minutes? Just coffee for now, Clint told the tabletop. A few minutes passed, and a mug of coffee was set on the table. Clint listened to the liquid filling the mug, but didn't move to take it when it was full. Need any creamer? No. There was a long enough pause that Clint thought the waitress had left, but then... Need to talk? No, he said, knowing full well he sounded sulky. Just, why did I do that? It was so stupid. Couldn't say, on account of not knowing what you did. I just propositioned one of my best friends and his husband. Oh. Yeah. Oh. I guess they didn't seem into it. Wouldn't know. I ran off before either of them could sock me. Surprised you ran here instead of the bar. 3 years sober, Clint admitted. But damn, had he been tempted to do just that. Congrats. Thanks. The waitress finally wandered off. Clint pushed himself upright long enough to sip the overbrewed coffee. It didn't do anything to wash away the bitter taste of self-loathing. What the hell had he been thinking? Was he really so lonely in New York that he had asked them to keep him? He knew damn well nobody wanted to do that. Sure, Bucky had asked him to move down here with him way back when, but he'd known better than to get in the way. He was careful to space out his trips, to make sure he didn't overstay his welcome when he did come. He'd been so careful to keep his damn tongue to himself the last 3 years, and tonight he had thrown it all down the drain. He had 3 hours to kill until the first train out, and he was determined to sit in that Denny's until then, so he couldn't do anything else stupid. He drained the rest of the mug and sat it at the end of the table to signal that he was ready for a refill, and sat there with his head propped in his hands while he waited. He was surprised when a plate clattered loudly beside him. He looked at the slice of chocolate pie, and then up at the waitress, now busy pouring coffee. On the house, the waitress, Luella, informed him, and placed a cutlery set between his elbows. Let me know if you need more napkins. Thanks. Anytime, hun. Luella hesitated, clearly debating if she should ask or leave, but her curiosity got the better of her. Why did you do that? And Clint had had enough time to come up with the answer. Had known, really, since the moment the words left his mouth, when he hadn't immediately played it off as a joke and instead run away. Because I'm the kind of moron that falls, he told the silverware, cutting off when a new shadow fell across the table. My favorite kind of moron, Bucky said, and Clint groaned, collapsing back onto the table, head buried in his arms. Budge over. Clint obligingly slid over without lifting his head. If he couldn't see them, he didn't have to talk about it. If he didn't have to talk about it, they could pretend he hadn't opened his fat mouth and everything would be back to normal the next time he came back to town. He figured 5 years ought to do it. Jason, it had to be. Who else would have sat on the opposite side of the table? Tugged the fork out from under Clint's elbow. Clint listened to the plate with his chocolate pie slice being moved but didn't protest. He hadn't planned on eating it anyway, and sugar usually put Jason in a more amenable mood. He wouldn't blame Jason if he wanted to hit him, though. He wanted to hit himself. Thought we'd have found you at the terminal, Bucky said, after he and Jason had placed orders with Luella. Too early. Good, Jason said shortly, tone unimpressed. I was not interested in chasing you to Manhattan at 3 a.m. Sorry. You're missing the part where he would have chased you to New York, Bucky pointed out, and did chase you here. I'm sorry. Stop apologizing. Sorry. Bucky heaved a sigh. Clint, sit up and open your eyes. You're normally better at seeing things than this. Maybe I don't want to see how I ruined things, he grumbled, shifting upright. Who said you ruined things? Jason demanded. In fact, he continued, jabbing a forkful of pie at him. Who got a chance to say anything at all before you ran off? You left all your stuff, by the way. Clint opened his mouth to apologize again, but caught Jason's glare and cut himself off. Jason waited until he was sure Clint wasn't going to say something stupid before he aggressively ate the bite of pie, threatening to fall to the table. So, based on how you lit out of there, Bucky ignored the derisive noise from Jason, I'm gonna guess that was not a joke. Don't you dare apologize, Jason snarled. If I don't need to apologize, then why are you so angry? Clint snapped back. Jason has abandonment issues, Bucky interjected, before they could get going. Fuck you. Bucky ignored him. So if we're doing this, you need to understand that you can't run off in the middle of an argument. There was a long silence, broken up by the noise of Jason's fork scraping against the plate. Clint kept swiveling his head to stare at both of them, expression stunned. Really? I'm tired of this sad sack moping after you leave. Bucky rolled his eyes at the accusation, but didn't deny it. We've talked about it before, you know. You staying. What? You guys are married. Where's the room for me in that? I don't want to. You can be our pool boy and scandalize the neighbors. Jason cut off whatever nonsense Clint was about to spill about ruining their marriage. You don't have a pool. I'm a Wayne. If I want a pool, I'll get a damn pool. Bucky snorted, and his amusement seemed to break Clint out of whatever story he had constructed in his head. I do look good in a swimsuit. Luella arrived and settled the new plates at the table and refilled the coffee mugs before departing. Eat your pie, Bucky instructed, gesturing at the new slice, blueberry this time, sitting in front of Clint. Then we're gonna go home and get some sleep. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Clint thought briefly of the ticket he had for early that afternoon, the one he had planned on switching to the first available. If he went to sleep when they got back to their place, it was likely he'd sleep through the time he needed to leave. He decided he didn't care. He could buy a new ticket later if he needed. Right now, he had better places to be. The end.